Good morning, everyone. In Matthew 17:4, Peter said, Lord, it is good for us to be here. It is good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. God has done it again. He has spared our lives, protected us from all hurt, harm, or danger from the last time we met up until this very moment. Those who are visiting with us, you are our honored guests. Please come back to be with us again. I want to call your attention to the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 34 and 35. And my subject for today is the danger of jealousy. The danger of jealousy. Now, most of you know one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, and how to be added to the body of Christ. But I want to talk about something that can plague all of us even after you get into the body of Christ. And that is jealousy. I want you to look at Proverbs chapter 6, verse 34 in the King James Version. It says, for jealousy is the rage of a man, and therefore he will not spare in a day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he not contend, though give it many gifts. In other words, if a man is jealous enough, you can't buy him off. You can give him gifts, compensate him. You can put him in the finest hotels, room service. If he's jealous enough, he will get no rest. That's the way jealous is. If we define jealousy, it means it's when you have a resentment against a rivalry. It's a resentment against people who enjoy success or favor. It is a mental uneasiness. And in the romantic field, it is when you become suspicious and fear of unfaithfulness by a loved one. Nothing, in my opinion, can be more debilitating and dangerous than the sin of jealousy. Jealousy doesn't get enough attention from our teaching and preaching. We always talk against the other sins like adultery and all the others. But when it comes to this secret inward sin that can take root into your heart, that can germinate, and that can cause debilitating things to us, brothers and sisters, there is a danger in jealousy. Jealousy can tear up a friendship. Jealousy can tear up a home. Jealousy can tear up a relationship indefinitely. It can tear up a church. Jealousy has destroyed many lives. And it had destroyed many organizations. Jealousy can bring nation down to their knees. Jealousy can have you rolling your eyes at your sister in Christ. Jealousy can have you not speaking to your brother in the Lord. Jealousy can cause you to develop animosity next to your peer partner. And jealousy can have you not speaking to your brother, your best friend, who you've known for 25 years. You see, my brothers and sisters, what we got to understand is that if I get a promotion from God does not mean you're going to get a demotion because I got a promotion. If God lifts someone else up, it doesn't mean that God is trying to tear you down. Some people are jealous, don't like it when people come happily married. They don't like happy married people. Husband and wife come to church, they sit with each other. The husband got his arms around the wife's seat and then smile at each other. There are some don't like that either. As in the Lord's church, it just don't look right. People don't like it when you are saved and sanctified, trying to learn the word of God, talking about the word of God. They don't like that. People don't like it when you're healthy and prosper. Jealousy can make kinfolk fall out with each other. If you don't believe it, look at Genesis chapter 4. You will see where Cain slew Abel because of jealousy. Jealousy can be personal, it can be spiritual, and it can be professional. Howard Thurman said that jealousy is like an acid. It eats a hole in a container that holds it. If you are sitting in here this morning harboring jealousy in your heart, then sooner or later, it's going to eat a hole in you. In most instances, that your worst enemy is from your own kind. Come home, see your house have been ransacked. Big color TV's gone. More than likely, your own kind did it. Go out to your garage or outside, your car wheels are gone, the tires, catalytic converter cut out. Sooner or later, more than likely, your own kind did it. There is nothing worse than another preacher, a preacher jealous of another preacher, a song leader jealous of another song leader. Teacher jealous of another teacher, and elders and deacons jealous of each other. You see, what God has for you is for you. There's no reason for me to get mad at you or God. What's for you is for you. If God don't want me to have it, then I can't have it. If God wants me to have it, then you can't stop it. Now, we know we have a lot of great brothers, great preachers throughout the brotherhood. There are some great preachers, both black and white. Fox is one of them, but the Thompson, Walker, Evans, you name them. I'm not jealous of them. I can learn from them. You see, seem like we get jealous of the very folks that can give us what God wants us to have and to be what God wants us to be. We got to get off of this crab mentality. You put a bunch of crabs in the barrel. Soon as one try to get out, the other one pull them back down. It doesn't make sense for all of us to stay in the same barrel. If you can get out, you probably can help me get out. You see. So, we need to get off this crab mentality and learn that if God wants to bless you and not me, well, go on with your bad self. Don't hate. Congratulate. And God may let you participate. You know, when people have a problem with you, they really don't have a problem with you. They have a problem with themselves. If God put them on number three on a proverbial level of life, and you are number eight, rather than rising up to where you are, they want to pull you down to where they are. So what happened is, if you are an eight and they are three, they want to pull you down to a number two. See, that's the way jealousy is. It's what enough sneaky, silent, sin. They don't write this across your forehead. You could be sitting in church right today saying, amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord, and you got jealousy running all through your heart. If you are an 8 and someone trying to pull you down to a 2, you know what God can do? God can take that 2 and put it with your 8 and make you a 10. Don't ever be jealous or hate someone because God blessing them. See, jealousy is debilitating. Jealousy is dangerous. And jealousy is a sin. Jealousy will have you acting a complete fool. Have you coming off of work looking all on the bed trying to find something. Looking for my shoes. I got the shoes on your feet. Have you looking in the closet. Looking for my coat. You got your coat on. Jealousy will have you looking at in your spouse's phone. Trying to get the code to their Facebook. Hacking into their computers. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, grown people are going to do what they want to do. So stop all this sneaking around, stalking, peeping around the corner. You just be the best that you can be. Now, I'm very sure all of you know my wife over there, Miss Glow. Now, her name is Gloria Gilmore Morgan. And sometimes I call her Miss Glow, and some of the sisters call her Sister Glow. Now, most of you know that Gloria goes out of town quite frequently to speak without me. She goes on vacation. But I'm going to let all of you know, Brother Morgan is not going to go on medication just because Sister Glow is on vacation. Now, sometimes people, spouses go out of town, boy, they get on medication. We've been married a long time. And if she doesn't know me by now, or vice versa, then she will never know me. You see, I'm jealous to a certain extent, but I'm not insatiable jealous. You know, somebody got my wife over in the corner, all cornered off. Quite next, I'm going to check it out. But I'm not insatiable jealous. Grown people going to do what they want to do anyway. And sometimes some people get jealous for no reason at all. I may have told you about this. A lady came to a preacher one day and said, "Brother preacher, I want to talk to you about my husband." The preacher said, "Okay, come on in the office." They went in the office. "What about your husband?" "Brother preacher, my husband is cheating on me." "So how do you know that?" "Because he won't come home at night. He stays out all night, keep me all upset. And my nerves are bad." The preacher looked at the woman and noticed that the woman was kind of old. He said, "How old are you, honey?" She said, "I'm 73. How old is your husband?" "He's 84. He said, ma'am, go home. I guess you go home. Go home and get you some sleep. Because 9 times out of 10, that's exactly what he's doing. Somewhere sleeping. Don't worry about it, baby. Ain't nothing to him. He's asleep. Go home and get you some rest." Now, if you're really, really insatiable jealous, you got to watch that, because all they ain't going to do is pull you away from the person you're involved. Jealousy will make you sick, make you ruin your health. And all you have to do, the doctors tell us about this all the time. You've got to be careful. If you got high blood pressure, diabetes, and all of this jealousy and stress can, you know, elevate it. But in the Bible, I want to give you the cause of jealousy, and I want to deal with the cure of jealousy. First, I want to give you the cause of jealousy. We see over there in 1 Kings 21, verses 1-23. We see King Ahab wanted a vineyard that belongs to Naboth. Now, this vineyard was next to his palace, and it was very easy for him to have this vineyard so he can plant his greens, his okra. Y'all don't believe that. It's in the Bible. Herbs. Now, so he goes to King Ahab, Naboth, and said, give me this vineyard. I'll give you money for it, or I'll give you a vineyard like this one here. Naboth said, no, it's not for sale. This is my inheritance. You see, brothers and sisters, there is something is not for sale. There's some stuff out there is not for sale. There's some things out there not for sale. And whatever you do, don't get jealous of OPP. That's other people's property. Why would I get jealous at you over your car note? You got a $750 car note and I'm mad. So King Ahab, when he was turned down, he went home. He was sick. He went home and he got into bed and he turned his face to the wall. Wouldn't talk and wouldn't eat. Here come his wife, Jezebel. Brothers and sisters, you don't need a wife like Jezebel. And I know a lot of people don't name their children Jezebel either. You see. Now, I know some brothers, they are all right until they go home and talk to their wife. I can tell just a good when a brother done gone home and told his wife what we talked about. Because the wife will come back looking at you mean. Don't want to shake your hand and all of that. Now, here comes Jezebel. She tells Ahab, what's ailing you? Ahab said, Naboth got a vineyard, and he won't give it to me. I offer him some money, and I was going to give him one like that, like this one he has. Jezebel said, you the king? Why can't you have it? He said, don't worry. Mama will get it for you. I'll get it for you. Jezebel went out and concocted a diabolical scheme and had Naboth killed. And when she found out Naboth was dead, Jezebel came home. The vineyard is yours, baby. So he's dead. Naboth is dead. Ahab didn't even ask Jezebel how he got, what avenue did she use to get this vineyard. Didn't even ask. He rushed to that vineyard and he met a prophet named Elijah. You killed a man and took his vineyard. The same blood that licked up Naboth's blood is going to lick up your blood, and the dog going to eat your wife Jezebel. And sometimes we feel that God has forgotten all about it. Sometime later, we see over in 1 Kings 23:38, Ahab got into a war, and he was killed. And the same dog that licked up Naboth's blood, or the same dog that licked up Ahab's blood, saying just what Elijah said. And then a little while later over there in 2 Kings 9:1-37, we see Jezebel. It was her time. The men came in to take over the city. And they saw Jezebel up in the second floor painting her face, looking beautiful. They said, throw her down. They threw Jezebel down. And her body splashed against the wall of the blood. And the horses trampled her under their feet. When they went to bury Jezebel, the dog had eaten up her body, just like Elijah said. Only thing was left on Jezebel's body was a palm of her hands, her skull, and her feet. See, there's something the dog just don't eat. And I wonder, why did the dog eat Jezebel, eat her hands and feet? A scripture popped in my mind was Proverbs 6:16. Six things that God hates, yea, seven is abomination. Hand that shed innocent blood, she shed a lot of blood. Feet that swift to run to evil. A mind that devised the wicked imagination. So Ahab was jealous of another man's property. And when you get jealous, it will lead to anger. And when you get anger, it will lead to wrath. And wrath will lead to murder. Now, jealousy usually comes in two forms. And that is folks' accomplishment and folks' relationship. You see. Now, we usually get jealous about a relationship. It's not all the time a romantic one. Sometimes sisters can get jealous. Sometimes sisters can get mad if a sister is getting close to another sister. They don't like me no more. What happened here? You see. Now, people get jealous over accomplishment and other people's relationship. In 1 Samuel 18:5, there is a story that shows how people get jealous. And brothers and sisters, that's why we got to get jealousy out of our hearts. Because it can cause us to do something. It can lead us to sin against God. Some of you are sitting here right now are in debt because of jealousy. Trying to keep up with the Joneses. Spending money you don't have trying to impress somebody you don't even like. Now, sometimes Walter Sim, Solomon Sim, and Cliff Russell, we all come in sometimes, we dress just alike. We got the same thing on, we dress, you know, and the boy we look at, he said, oh man, that's sharp, boy. You know, I see we looked in each other's closet. Oh yeah, that's good on you, brother. But you let two sisters come in here with the same outfit on. You know I bought that outfit and we got no business. I'm going to leave that alone. Let's move on now. Saul had no business being jealous of David. David had just killed Goliath, killed the enemy. Saul was so crazy about David, man. You see in 18 verse 2, Saul took him home and said, you're not going to leave here. You're going to stay right here. Saul was crazy about David. And you can see over here in verse 5, 18:5, and David went out wheresoever Saul sent him. He was obedient. Wherever Saul sent David, David went. And he said, and he behaved himself wisely. Saul was crazy about David. David was. And then he said, Saul set him over the men of war. And he was accepted in the sight of all the people. This is David now. Saul did this to David. And also in the sight of all his servants. David was no threat to Saul. Saul was tall. He was handsome. He had no business getting jealous of Saul. He was no threat to him. Lord have mercy. Here come that hit record. Saul hit 1,000, and David hit 10,000. He got jealous over another man's accomplishment. 1,000. He said, now, they give David 10,000 and gave me 1,000. What's next? He's going to take over the kingdom. And he began to eye David from that moment on. Jealousy, my brothers and sisters. He became jealous of another man's accomplishment. And sometimes some of your best friends can get a promotion. You're jealous of it. Someone else, that's where jealousy comes. Now, the cure of jealousy is found in Psalm 37:1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious against the worker of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down as green grass and as withered as herbs. Don't be jealous of some evildoers. People go out there and rob folks, and people go out there and commit welfare fraud, and you jealous of the things that they got. You cheat on the welfare, on your income tax. So don't fret yourself over there. Because when you go out there and do all these wrong things, God got a hound dog. His nickname is Soon. And he got a lawnmower going to cut you down. Says soon. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and withered as green herbs. So brothers and sisters, don't get jealous of somebody else's thing. Be content with what you have. Be thankful for what you have. Thank God for your family, whatever you got. You thank God. Philippians 4:11 said, Paul said, no matter what state I'm in, I've learned therewith to be content. And Hebrews 13:5 said, let your conversation be without covetousness, but be content for what you have. 1 Timothy 6:6-8 says, well, godliness with contentment is great gain. For you bought nothing into this world, and you shall take nothing out. Having clothes, having food, raiment, there will be. Be content. So, brothers and sisters, you don't need jealousy. If you don't know it by now, you know it now. Jealousy is a sin. It's a root come from evil. And we see in Romans 1:29, God has a list of things that God turned over to reprobate. And that word is in there. So if you're here today and you have not been added to the body of Christ, I strongly urge that you do so today by hearing, believing, repenting, confession, and baptism can put you into Christ. If you need to come forward, do so right now as we stand and sing. Won't you please come?